So Be'ezer Hashem learned daf Mem Vav of Masechtas Menachas. Some of the topics we're learning about include Be'echidin's halacha regarding shtei halechem huskuku zeh lazeh ma'akvin zeh lazeh. Once the lechem and kvasim are linked together, they become one carbon and are mandatory for each other. Therefore, if one was lost, the other becomes possible. And shchita eisa zika. The shchita of the kvasim links the lechem to the kvasim as one carbon. Tnufa. Before shchita, the kohen raises the shtei halechem with the shnei kvasim while they're still alive. And the Gemara inquires whether tenufa eisazika or eina eisazika. Does the tenufa alone link the lechem or kvasim as one carbon? And the question in the assumption of tenufa eina eisazika, what is halach in the case of hevi lechem or kvasim v'hunfu over halechem, eisa lechem ta'in tenufa or eina ta'in tenufa? If after tenufa was done with the lechem or kvasim, the lechem was lost, and a second lechem is brought, is another tenufa required on this lechem or not? The machlekes in Rabbi Kiva's opinion of halechem ma'akvin es ha-kvasim ve'in ha-kvasim ma'akvin es ha-lechem. Generally, when they are kvasim, the shtei ha-lechem become mutar la'achila through the shchitu izrika of the kvasim. But in the event of shtei ha-lechem ha-bois b'fnei atzman, the shtei ha-lechem are brought alone without kvasim, there is a question. La'achila asin, are they meant to be eaten? Or l'sreifa asin, are they meant to be burned?